Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please.
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you were sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
Have you ever felt lost, unsure of which path to take in life? Do you long for clear direction and purpose in your daily decisions? My dear friends, today we will explore the transformative power of seeking God's guidance in every step we take. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. In the depths of our hearts, we all yearn for a sense of direction and purpose. We often find ourselves at crossroads, overwhelmed by the weight of our decisions. The choices we make today shape our tomorrows, yet we often feel ill-equipped to make them. We long for a compass that points us towards our true north, a light that pierces through the fog of uncertainty. My friends, that compass, that guiding light, is the wisdom and direction of our Heavenly Father. He stands ready to lead us, to show us the way, if only we would turn to Him and ask. As it says in Proverbs 16, verse 9, "For a man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps." Today, I will share three powerful perspectives on how we can invite God to guide our steps. Number one, surrendering our plans. My dear friends, let us begin by exploring the profound act of surrendering our plans to God. In our human nature, we often cling tightly to our own ideas and aspirations. We meticulously craft plans for our lives, believing we know what's best for us. Yet, how many times have we found ourselves frustrated when things don't go as we expected? How often have we felt lost and confused, despite our careful planning? The truth is, our vision is limited, but God's vision is infinite. While we can only see small fragments of our lives, He sees the entire masterpiece unfolding perfectly. When we surrender our plans to Him, we open ourselves to possibilities beyond our imagination. We allow His perfect will to shape our path and guide our steps. Consider the words of Jeremiah 29, verse 11. "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." God's plans for us are far greater than anything we could conceive on our own. His thoughts towards us are of peace, hope, and a future filled with purpose. Surrendering our plans doesn't mean we become passive or idle. Rather, it means we align our desires with God's will, seeking His guidance in every decision. It means we hold our plans loosely, ready to adjust or even abandon them if God leads us in a different direction. This surrender requires trust, a deep, unwavering faith in God's goodness and wisdom. My friends, think of a time when your plans fell apart, yet something unexpectedly beautiful emerged from the ruins. That's often how God works, taking our broken plans and creating masterpieces. He turns our disappointments into appointments with destiny. Proverbs 3, verses 5 to 6 tells us, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths." This verse captures the essence of surrendering our plans to God. It's an invitation to trust him completely, even when his ways don't make sense to us. When we acknowledge God in all our ways, we invite his guidance into every aspect of our lives. No area is too small or insignificant for his attention. From major life decisions to daily choices, God wants to be involved in guiding our steps. Surrendering our plans also means letting go of our timeline. God's timing is perfect, even when it doesn't align with our expectations. Isaiah 55, verse 8 reminds us, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord." We must learn to wait on God's timing, trusting that his delays are not denials. As we surrender our plans, we may face fear and uncertainty. It's natural to feel anxious when we're not in control. But remember, we're not surrendering to chance or random outcomes. We are placing our lives in the loving hands of our Heavenly Father. He who created the universe and knows every star by name surely knows how to guide our steps. Surrendering our plans is a daily choice, a continuous act of faith. Each morning, we can choose to lay our plans at God's feet, asking him to guide our steps. This daily surrender keeps us in constant communion with God, attuned to his voice and direction. My dear friends, as we learn to surrender our plans, we'll find a freedom we've never known before. The burden of trying to control everything lifts off our shoulders. We can walk in peace, knowing that the God who loves us infinitely is directing our paths. So today, I encourage you to take a step of faith. Open your hands and release your tightly held plans to God. Invite him to guide your steps, to shape your future according to his perfect will. As you do, you'll discover the joy and peace that comes from walking in step with your Creator. Number 2, embracing divine wisdom. My friends, in a world filled with countless voices and conflicting advice, how do we discern the right path? Where do we turn when faced with difficult decisions and complex challenges? The answer lies in embracing the wisdom that comes from above. Proverbs 2, verses 6 to 7 tells us, "For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly." These verses reveal a profound truth. True wisdom originates from God himself. Unlike worldly wisdom, which is often limited and flawed, divine wisdom is perfect and complete. It's not just intellectual knowledge, but a deep understanding that permeates every aspect of our lives. When we embrace God's wisdom, we gain insight that goes beyond human comprehension. But how do we access this divine wisdom? James 1, verse 5 provides us with a beautiful promise. "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him." God invites us to simply ask him for wisdom, and he promises to give it generously. My dear friends, have you ever considered that the Creator of the heavens and the earth is eager to share his wisdom with you? He wants to guide your steps, illuminate your path, and help you navigate life's complexities. Embracing divine wisdom requires humility. We must acknowledge that our own understanding is limited and that we need God's perspective. It means setting aside our preconceived notions and being open to God's direction, even when it challenges our own ideas. Psalm 119, verse 105 says, Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. God's word is a primary source of his wisdom. As we immerse ourselves in scripture, we begin to see life through God's eyes. We gain clarity on issues that once confused us and find guidance for our daily decisions. But embracing divine wisdom goes beyond just reading the Bible. It involves meditating on God's word, allowing it to penetrate our hearts and transform our minds. As we do this, we develop spiritual discernment, the ability to distinguish between right and wrong, truth and falsehood. My friends, think about how different your life would be if you approached every decision with God's wisdom. Imagine the peace you'd experience, knowing that your choices align with God's perfect will. Embracing divine wisdom also means seeking godly counsel. Proverbs 15, verse 22 reminds us, "Without counsel, plans go awry, but in the multitude of counselors they are established." God often speaks to us through mature believers who can offer wise advice and spiritual insight. However, it's crucial to discern whether the counsel we receive aligns with God's word. Not all advice, even from well-meaning individuals, reflects God's wisdom. That's why we must always compare what we hear with the truth of Scripture. As we embrace divine wisdom, we'll find that it affects every area of our lives. It influences our relationships, our work, our finances, and our personal growth. God's wisdom teaches us how to love others, how to manage our resources, and how to live with integrity. Colossians 3, verse 16 encourages us. "Let the word of Christ dwell in you, richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord." This verse shows us that divine wisdom isn't just for our personal benefit. It equips us to encourage and guide others as well. My dear friends, embracing divine wisdom is a lifelong journey. It's not a one-time event, but a continual process of seeking God's guidance and applying his truth to our lives. As we do this, we'll find ourselves growing in spiritual maturity and becoming more like Christ. Remember, God's wisdom often contradicts worldly wisdom. It might lead you down paths that seem foolish to others. But 1 Corinthians 1 verse 25 assures us, "Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men." When we embrace divine wisdom, we tap into a source of guidance that never fails. We gain a perspective that sees beyond temporary circumstances to eternal realities. We learn to make decisions not based on fleeting emotions or popular opinion, but on timeless truths. So today, I encourage you to actively seek God's wisdom. Spend time in his word, ask him for insight, and be open to his guidance. As you embrace divine wisdom, you'll find your steps becoming surer, your decisions wiser, and your life more aligned with God's perfect plan. And number three, walking in faith. My dear friends, what does it truly mean to walk in faith? How can we trust God's guidance when the path ahead seems uncertain or even frightening? These are questions that resonate deeply with every believer's journey. Hebrews 11, verse 1 provides us with a powerful definition. "Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Faith is not just a feeling or an abstract concept. It's the assurance of God's promises and the conviction of his unseen reality. Walking in faith means taking steps forward, even when we can't see the entire path. It's trusting that God is guiding us, even when circumstances seem to contradict His promises. This kind of faith requires courage and perseverance. Think of Noah, who built an ark in anticipation of a flood when there had never been rain. Or Abraham, who left his homeland to follow God's call without knowing the destination. These biblical heroes demonstrate what it means to walk in faith. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7 reminds us, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." This verse challenges us to trust God's guidance over our own limited perspective. When we walk by faith, we rely on God's promises rather than our circumstances. My friends, walking in faith doesn't mean we'll never face doubts or fears. Even the strongest believers have moments of uncertainty. The key is not to let those doubts paralyze us, but to bring them to God and continue moving forward. Psalm 37 verse 23 says, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way." This verse assures us that as we walk in faith, God is actively involved in ordering our steps. He takes delight in guiding us along the path he has prepared. Walking in faith also involves patience. Sometimes, God's guidance comes in small, gradual steps rather than grand revelations. We must learn to trust His timing and be faithful in the small things He shows us. Isaiah 30 verse 21 offers a beautiful promise. "Your ears shall hear a word behind you, saying, 'This is the way, walk in it.' Whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left." As we walk in faith, we become more attuned to God's voice, able to discern His guidance in our daily lives. My dear friends, walking in faith doesn't exempt us from challenges or difficulties. In fact, the path of faith often leads through valleys and over mountains. But we can take comfort in knowing that God is with us every step of the way. Romans 8 verse 28 assures us, "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose." This verse doesn't promise that everything will be easy, but it does promise that God will use every experience for our ultimate good. Walking in faith also means being willing to step out of our comfort zones. God often calls us to tasks that seem beyond our abilities. But when we step out in faith, we discover this strength is made perfect in our weakness. Consider Peter walking on water. As long as he kept his eyes on Jesus, he defied the laws of nature. It was only when he looked at the waves that he began to sink. This story teaches us the importance of keeping our focus on God as we walk in faith. Proverbs 4 verse 18 tells us, "But the path of the just is like the shining sun that shines ever brighter unto the perfect day." As we continue to walk in faith, our path becomes clearer. We grow in confidence, not in ourselves, but in the God who guides us. My friends, walking in faith is also not a one-time decision, but a daily choice. Each morning, we have the opportunity to surrender our plans to God and trust His guidance. It's in these daily acts of faith that we build a strong, unshakable relationship with our Heavenly Father. Remember, faith is not the absence of doubt, but the choice to trust God despite our doubts. It's okay to have questions and uncertainties. What matters is that we bring those doubts to God and continue to follow His leading. Walking in faith also involves community. Hebrews 10 verse 24 encourages us, "And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. We need fellow believers who can encourage us, pray for us, and sometimes even carry us when our faith falters. As we walk in faith, we become living testimonies of God's faithfulness. Our lives demonstrate to the world that there is a God who guides, protects, and provides. We become beacons of hope in a world desperately seeking direction. My dear friends, I encourage you today to embrace the adventure of walking in faith. Trust God's guidance, even when the path seems unclear. Step out in obedience, even when it feels risky. Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. As you walk in faith, you'll discover a depth of relationship with God that you've never known before. You'll experience His power working through you in ways you never thought possible. And you'll find the true purpose and fulfillment that comes from following God's perfect plan for your life. So let us step forward in faith, confident that the God who guides our steps will never lead us astray. Let us trust His wisdom, embrace His direction, and walk boldly into the future He has prepared for us. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, Creator of the heavens and the earth, and author of my destiny, I come before your throne of grace with thanksgiving and praise. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the one who holds all things together by the power of your word. Who is like you, dear Lord? I praise you for your infinite wisdom, your unfailing love, and your boundless mercy. Lord, you are my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer, the strong tower in whom I find refuge. I thank you, Father, for this new day, and for your constant presence in my life, guiding my steps and enlightening my path. I am grateful for your unwavering love that pursues me even when I stray. Thank you for the gift of your word, a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I am thankful for your patience as I learn to trust you fully and walk in faith. Lord, I come before you with a humble heart, asking for forgiveness of my sins. Forgive me for the times I've relied on my own understanding instead of seeking your wisdom. I release any grudges, bitterness, or resentment, choosing to forgive others as you have forgiven me. Cleanse me, Lord, and create in me a pure heart that is fully surrendered to your will. Father, I pray for the courage to surrender my plans completely to you. Help me to loosen my grip on my own desires and ambitions, trusting that your plans for me are far greater than anything I could imagine. Lord, give me the strength to step out in faith, even when the path ahead seems uncertain. Lord, I ask for discernment to recognize your voice amidst the noise of this world. I declare that I am a child of God, guided by your infinite wisdom. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke every spirit of fear or doubt that would hinder my walk of faith. I bind the enemy's attempts to cloud my judgment or lead me astray from your perfect will. Lord, I ask that you order my steps today, guiding me in your wisdom and leading me in a plain path. Let your Holy Spirit fill me afresh and be my constant companion and guide. Sovereign Lord, lead me into all truth. Grant me wisdom beyond my years and empower me to walk in obedience to your promptings. Help me to discern your divine insights always choosing to align my thoughts with your truth. I pray for a deeper understanding of your word, that it may guide my every decision. Lord, I ask for your protection as I step out in faith. Shield me from the fiery darts of the enemy and the deceptions of this world. I pray for healing, physical, emotional, and spiritual, knowing that by your stripes I am healed. Protect me from the attacks of the enemy, whether they come in the form of discouragement, confusion, or temptation. Father, I lift up my loved ones before you. I pray that the same blessings of guidance, wisdom, and faith would be poured out upon them. May they too experience the joy of walking in step with you, fully surrendered to your perfect will. Protect them, heal them, and draw them ever closer to your heart. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement, lifting up each other before your throne of grace. Father, we ask that you would guide our collective steps, leading us as a community of believers into the plans and purposes that you have for us. We pray for wisdom to make better decisions, faith to fuel our actions, and love to mark our interactions. Lord, we declare victory over every obstacle that stands in the way of your will for our lives. We claim the healing that is our inheritance in Christ, believing for physical, emotional, and spiritual wholeness. Thank you, Lord, for your protection that surrounds us like a shield. Lord, we invite you to move powerfully in our midst, transforming us from the inside out. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer, and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening, and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comments section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.